When banking giant UBS released a dress code governing everything from high heel height to underwear color for its Swiss employees, papers around the world took a jab at the company, saying it had gone too far. But as Marissa Wingate shows us, in a competitive job market, every detail really does count. From head to toe, heels to earring, buttons to bag, Bally stylist Fawn Chung says if you are looking for an edge, the Banker's Style Guide could be your guide to success. There is something to be said for that Swiss position, right? You only have 30 seconds to make a great impression. So in that 30 seconds, make sure that all of you is tip-top and in the best of shape and condition that it can be. And the UBS guide dictates everything from the number of bracelets and other accessories women should wear, limited to 3, by the way. To win, men should button and unbutton their jackets. Unbutton the jacket if you are going to sit down again to prevent the wrinkles or the gapping between the buttonholes. You want for your interviewers to pay attention to you and to what you have to say. If there is a lot going on with your hair or your undergarments or accessories or jewelry, that's going to distract from the important message that you have. So Chung showed us some common mistakes, then how to avoid them. What we are seeing here is a look that almost works, but it's missing the suit jacket. For men, jackets are a must. When you are buying a suit, the rule of thumb is to start with either a charcoal gray, a navy, and a black suit. If you opt for another color, keep it muted and pay attention to this. This look is too big in the trousers. They are a little too long and they are hanging a little too baggy on his hips. Just as bad, too tight and too short. An easy way to tell if your skirt is too tight is if it's creating wrinkle right here in the hip and waist area. You can see right here. We're good 2 to 3 inches above the knee. That's really a hemline that you want to avoid. Here is how to do it right. A little longer, a bit fuller. But it's not tight, and then we have the perfect link. Here, right at the middle of the knee. And shoes count. Forget the straps and stiletto. Close toes. And definitely keep your shoes at 3 inches or lower. For men, skip the slip-ons and lace up instead. Some glasses belong on your eyes, not on the top of your head or bulging from a pocket. Women should opt for simple earrings. Men should opt out and bring a briefcase but skip button-down collars. This color is perfect. You can see that it's nice, crisp, sharp, and stiff. This is the perfect color to wear on a business interview. The idea, neat, pressed, and put together, a perfect combination if you want to bank on success. You've only got one shot to make it happen for yourself. So do everything you can to make sure that one shot is going to tell your interviewer that you are the right person for the job. All right. Great looking group there, by the way. That style guide even advised us against eating foods like garlic and onions when you are meeting with clients. Chung says that holds true for job interviews as well. You don't want to distract them with your breath, I guess.